So this is where Kev, the introduction is. Kev tells you that we don't do an introduction, we're just going to start
talking. That's the introduction now, yeah. He used to do like a Trisha one. We'd like walk towards the camera and be like, yeah, so today we've got a... No, he didn't do that.
But hi,
that
guys.
Said, yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, how are you? Yeah, so, Ryan, how are you, mate?
Morning. Very well. Morning, guys. Thanks for having us on.
No problem. Absolute pleasure. Yeah, go on. You can start.
So for those who may not know who you are, would you give us a brief introduction as to who you are and why you're all over the news?
Well, yeah. I'm Ryan Bridge, Brummie blues fan, and been raising a few flags. That's about it, really. But yeah, so we've that's it. Yeah, that's me. I live safe in the city. Been a blues fan all my life. Love the blues. Love coming down the blues. Love having the crack. Love which way we're going now, which is brilliant. But, you know, I'm just an avid blues fan. Joys and sorrows.
Yeah. When did you start? First game?
From first game.
Similar to me, Leyland Daff.
Leyland Daff. Yeah, Leyland Daff days. We went the Leyland Daff Cup final. I went from Northfield Town on the back of a coach singing Lulu Skip to Malou, I think, right? Yeah.
We had that on tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lulu Skip to Malou and all that. And, yeah, face painted, little cap on, all the gear. I've still got my mum's still got all the memorabilia and all the flags and all the stuff from them days. And then, you know, and that was me when I was 44 now. So God knows how old he was.
Like 10, 11.
Yeah.
91,
wasn't it? So, yeah, before that, I was coming down, used to sit in the front of the paddock. Bristol City, the last standing game. I was in the cop for that because we always used to sit over the road, but I used to see them all surge. And then go, oh, I want to be up there. My mum would go, no, don't take him in there because he'll get crushed and all this. It was all about crushing and all the stuff back then, weren't it? Terraces and all that. So we used to sit opposite and look across and I used to think, I want to be at the back of the cop.
So you, as you got a bit older then, start rolling with the lads, going to the games?
Yeah, I was just obsessed with the blues. I used to come down with some few pals from school and, you know, we was like 15 odd and we used to... Literally, as with Mazza, Darren Jones, we used to wag school. We all got notes the once of our mums. Like, we didn't. It was somebody wrote them all out in different writing and all the rest of it. And when, like, we got dentist appointments or doctors or whatever, and we wag school, and we went to Stokeaway. We was, like, 15. We went to Stokeaway on a Tuesday night.
So it's in Norway as well, next day.
Mental. We was walking. I remember walking. It weren't lit properly. And I went into a puddle. There was a massive puddle on the car park, like with ground had collapsed or whatever. And I fell in that puddle and I was soaked for the whole game. And it was just...
Awesome.
Yeah, but it was mad because he was just like, brilliant.
Did we do it on a cold night?
Oh, do you know what? I ain't got a freaking clue. I used to have four cans of bloody Carlin. That was me. But yes, we used to do that. And then the old, over that side where all the... where all the retail park is now over there, just before the roost, we used to stack all that marsh and woodland. That was like a marsh stand, weren't it? We used to sit in there and we used to just drink cans and just, you know, have a drink. And then, like, you'd see the lads and, like, the three or four of us that used to do that from school, we was just obsessed with football violence. I used to watch The Firm, Gary Oldman, The Firm. I used to watch that film, like...
Absolutely classic.
Like three or four times a week. I'd just sit there watching it and just have it on and just watch it on video. Just obsessed with it.
A new street, didn't
it? Yeah, I was obsessed with it. I was just obsessed with it. We should just watch it all the time. And then I had a couple of other videos, like England, like when they'd done that Charlotte one, and I used to like just be watching what I'd record. I used to like, you know, you record stuff, wouldn't you, off the news and stuff, and I'd just madden it. And then you'd see the lads, and I'd be like, we used to follow. And then there's a lad in the year above us at school, Steve Harper, and he was like with Nigel Haywood, a few of my mates, like good lads, who were now like my close pals, but they were all a bit older than us. And then they was on the fringe of the lads, and it was all like, so we knew them, so we'd like follow behind and walk behind. And
not Football Factory.
Yeah, it was mad. I was obsessed with it. Yeah, just obsessed with it. I loved everything about it.
Hairy runnings.
Yeah, bloody hell, yeah. We had loads of mad stuff. We had the first ever one when I'd see it go off was... We played Barnsley and we was up by the old ball ring where they had the spiral staircase going down. And we was with a lad and we was walking and he was going, in here, like, get tight and we're going to follow these. And we followed them. And as we followed them, they got to the bottom of the to them spiral stairs. They went, right, we're far enough. And I was like, fucking hell. And one of the blues lads, won't mention him, but he steamed in, done the business. And he was like, right, sort that out. After, and I was like, fucking hell. It was just mad. It was just the maddest thing ever. But that adrenaline buzz is like the maddest thing in the world. It's just the best feeling in that it's mad.
Yeah.
It's better than anything in the world. It's just, you know, people say it's just mindless and this, that, and the other. And, you know, and I suppose it is to a bit to some people, but it's like-minded. It's not bullying. It's not, you know, and you just look at what's going on in the state of the country and how fans across the country are policed as opposed to what how we're treated as football fans. You know, there's people doing X, Y, and Z in the city centre, and they're getting the police getting a camera in the face or getting filmed, and you know the police don't do anything. Whereas at the football, you're getting a smack in the face, you're getting a bat round your legs, and the old Bill are just literally on football. They don't like anyone at the football. They think they've got the right to just bash you and do X, Y, and Z to you. And it's you know, rhyme.
Yeah, I remember I got a good idea at Man City.
Yeah,
at Main Road. We just got taken away. It was the five or six of us, and then there's about 30 of them right now.
And that's the police have got the green light with football fans. You know, to just, you know, get the batons out and give you a crack with them, and nothing will happen, because that, you know, it's football fans. Whereas, you know, in city centres, when there's people doing X, Y, and Z, they're like filming them in the face. It's just like double standards, two tier.
Yeah. So yeah, so blues obviously famously multicultural with the Zulus and stuff. On to your flag campaign now, how has that kind of?
Well, take us back to the start.
Yeah.
How did that start? How did?
Well, raise.
Where did the first flag go up?
So raisethecolours.org.uk, bit of a plug. That's what I'm involved in, and it's been from something as simple as just putting a flag up to like being like what it is. It's grown like really big, and it's, you know, it's sort of taken over my life a little bit. But I love it. Like, I love my country, love the blues, and it's the same sort of thing. But for how it's gone from sort of, it's because it's been like twisted and this. I've always loved my country. I go to all the England games. I do all the, you know, I go all over the world with England, and I've been on the telly and on the news, and you know, doing flags with Convy, and I've always had a flag around me, and I always know, you know, blues flags and flag days and whatever we do. And I've always been involved with the flag, and that's why when people say you're putting a flag up to be diverse or called a divide, I can't stand it. And it's and now I'm more determined than ever to show everybody that I'm doing it for the goodness of the city, of the country, and for just to bring a bit of patriotism, a bit of solidarity, to unify us and to make everyone realise what we are. I'm like, you know, you guys, we've spoke earlier, we're all the same sort of age, and we're from the same era where we're in something now where someone can throw a word, like there's three things you can't say. And it's a grass, a nonce, and a racist. And if someone calls you any of them, it's the worst thing ever. But it's them one words that you can say, and people just go, oh, you can't, how do you defend it? But, and I've been called frigging all of them, like, well, not a grass, but I've had an MP call us Nancies. Just like, it's mental, and I'll get the cuff for you, I won't get your breath. An MP, he went, these Nancies putting these flags up. We've done a video about it, and
is there any room for libel on that, or any
it's mental
legal?
That's when I went on GB News regarding that, because GB News went, what do you think about this? He's called you a nonce. So we went on and said, and nothing's happened. It's just brushed under the for a Labour MP to go, these nonces putting flags up in like, it was just mental. So that's when I just thought, this is like, it's underlined like madness, and people go down the race thing, but it's not race, because it's a culture thing. And where we're from Birmingham, and it's multicultural, integrating, I've never known it any different. Whereas I've had deep chats with some of my mates, some of the lads, some of the Zulus, old Zulu lads, and they've gone, there was, you know, National Front Norman over there. There was the NF on there, and it was horrendous. And like, I'm going like, fucking hell, really? And like, I've never seen it. The National Front weren't about when I was a kid. I think we got the last end of the BNP, didn't we, in our sort of era? But like, for me, I've never seen like someone getting a racially motivated attack or a bit, you know, I've not really seen it. So it just like, it's like a myth in the back of my head that I've not seen. So when we've sort of brought the flag out, it sort of brought all these like skeletons out. So yeah, I want to learn about it and I want to understand, because I don't care about the pigment in anyone's skin. You're my mate, you're my mate. Whereas, you know, if you're pigments like you two and you're Irish, you know, or if your pigment's Caribbean or African descent or from an Asian descent, it is what it is. We're all the same. It's all about here, inside you, and what type of person you are there. And what this has brought out is, I think it's brought skeletons up for people that are perhaps older, and they have associated that flag with something that means something different.
Well, that's what I said to you just before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
My mate, who's an Indian guy, Sikh guy, just said to me, we love what you're doing, but it brings out what it was used for in the 70s when he was...
Like 70s, yeah. Which was I think the National Front grabbed that and said, that's us, that's not you.
Yeah.
But it's not. That flag is all of us, because us as Anglo-Saxon English men, we're the world's worst. We went to every single continent and immigrated, or we went there as a migrant and sort of took a look at Australia, look at America, look at all these places where we went and colonised and probably done terrible things, but everyone's done terrible things. And there's always been, you know, religion, war, politics, they're a nightmare to talk about. This is just a flag on a lamppost of a country what we live in, to make us all unify together, a bit of patriotism, and tell this government that I think I can't stand the government now. And I know they're all as bad as each other, and they are, but you know, I can't stand that Rishi Sunak. But he's bloody hell, he was right, weren't he? And now he's got in, Starmer. I don't know anyone that thinks he's any good. I don't know one person that goes, any, doing a great job. It's horrendous what's going on. And we're getting, and people just go, well, you can't do anything. It is what it is, blah, blah, blah. But we can, because we're the ones paying the tax. And if we don't, the laws are in place to go, well, you do. And if you go down the road on the way here this morning and I don't drive at the right speed limit, there's a law in place. And it's double standards, double two-tiering policing, where we all play the game. And we'll sit on that under that fence. We don't say anything. And the top chiefs will go, we've got all them doing what we're doing. We're getting loads of money off them for tax. And we'll spend it where we want. And I don't think they're spending it on what they should. And they should spend it on us, the people that are in this country and have multiculturally migrated, integrated together, so that we haven't got 12-hour queue times in the hospitals, so that people aren't giving birth on the floor of a hospital, people are dying in corridors.
Your bins get collected.
And your bins are getting collected, Birmingham City Council, because it's ran that bad and it's absorbed in so much such crap. Whereas, you know, and I just don't agree with it. So if I'm just going out there putting a flag up after my day's work to make me feel a bit better, then so be it. And then the support I get is brilliant. And then I get the other side of the support where it's just like, you're the ones that, and it's not a race thing again. Asians don't mind. Black people don't mind. They don't really care. No one really cares. It's a flag. No one's bothered. The people that are bothered are these woke, far left lunatics. And I might be right, but far right, or what's it mean? I don't know what it really means. I'm from Birmingham. What's far right mean? I don't know. Well, I just believe that you shouldn't be coming into this country unvetted, unaccompanied, illegally. I get asylum and there's a process, and our country's built off immigrants. It's built off Irish immigrants. There was not a problem with Chinese. They've, you know, no one's going to the Chinese quarter up there protesting. We've got to get these Chinese people out, or they're building a shop on the... there's always been communities with their community values and their community trades, and integration's been good in this country. But with the money that's been spent on economic migrants and illegal immigration, I just don't agree on it. And if people want to call me racist for that, then call me racist, but it's nothing to do with race. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. When the Polish, Hungarians, everything, you know, everyone, oh, these Polish are taking all our jobs. They've come here, worked hard, paid into the system. I work with a guy called Pavel, he's Paul in Polish. I worked with him for like 5 years, and it's like 7 to the pound. And he's like, I'm like, what, why are you over here then? And we're working together. And he went, that's what I mean. He showed me a picture of his house in Poland. And I was like, no way. And he went, but I can buy that. Avi, own it. He worked here for like 8 years and just went. And I just thought, fuck, our country's just so weak. And that's when I started to look into things like this. Over the past five or 10 years, we've had the lorries, and it was like the migrants were on lorries then.
Yeah.
And it was like they're busting out the back of lorries. But now with these boats coming in, I just think it's unaccompanied men of fighting age. What is going on? Forget what religion you are. Forget what colour you are. What is going on here? It's not right. Mm. It's not right in my eyes. And for them to be getting 12 miles and then getting our lifeboats, which is a charity as well, to go and pull them in. And it's like when we went down and done the Dover flag over the side of Dover and couldn't put the drone up, I was like, why won't it go up? And a friend of ours, he was with us on that day, we spoke about. And restrictions. He told me about the drones. And we had to go like to Folkestone to get the drone up because they've got blockers, the government. I was just like, why? You meant there's military drones out there that see them and send the boats to pinpoint them to bring them in. And that's why we've never seen videos on the news of them all getting, you know, you see the odd one of them unaccompanied getting off on the beach. And that's because they're out there going, bloody hell, we're drifting here, because they only put enough fuel to get so far because they know they're in. And then once they're in these hotels. And it's just, you know, we'd done a video the other day. We was flagging and we put some flags up, and there was just like men. And you could tell that was from, I don't know, like the other side of the world, wherever, the other side of Europe. And they've you know, they've obviously come through 7 or 8 safe countries. There's no war. There's no threat to life. They've got no women with them, no children with them. Yet they've come all the way to France to go, right, if we get on the boat and go that way, we're in. And half of them, you've seen it on the thing, they're throwing the passports in the sea because they've got the passport. But if they've got one, then it's a different type of migration then. They want to be, we had to run from our country because we're going to die. You can't live. And we're just the soft touch country.
Mm.
And I get like what we done years ago and the 80s and Bob Geldof and Feed the World and what we all seen and, you know, and all the charities and stuff that we done, Live Aid concerts and all that for, you know, starving African children. And I agree with all of that. And I agree with looking after people that are less fortunate. But these guys are coming over for an economic reason in my eyes. And it's because we're a soft touch. And it's not their fault. It's our government's fault.
I don't know. Yeah, it's weak. If you was being offered it, you'd be like,
of course,
100%.
Yeah, it's weak.
But we need to know the just need to get to the underlying reason why. If you was told why, you could either agree or disagree with it. It's just being.
So you hear like stories of them. You see, then you hear like, I don't know if it's propaganda stories where people are going like, they're paying $3,000 to come over and they're paying this to come over. Then you think, why don't they just go to Turkey and get a £40 flight? Because they've come in through the right way then, and I think then they get deported. If they come through the wrong way, and that's where it's just weak and not right. And there's got to be a purpose behind it. And I think it's so these governments get votes.
Mm. So did you have any idea that putting up the flags, what it was going to bring on? How invasive is it into your family and your work life?
It's horrendous. Absolutely.
Just doing a little Google on you and a subject that come up, it starts bringing up about a court case that he was involved in and then your partner's sexed and trying just to besmirch your reputation just by looking you up, researching for this.
I've now found out the Birmingham Mail is the worst paper in the whole world. They're absolutely horrible. They phone us all the time. They've rang my office, my work, wanting to find out dirt and rubbish. They're completely left wing, whichever that means. But if that's left, that's the, you know, Purple Air Brigade, and they just want to find any dirt on you. And the truth of the matter is, I own a company called Nationwide. I've got a accident management company. I've paid tax, VAT all my life. I'm straight as they come. And I had a personal injury company that we done some claims abroad. When that kicked off, it's like, you know, PPI, holiday sick claims, when all these sort of things, and I diversed into that and had a go at it. It wasn't successful. I filed my accounts and we earned $8,000, I think, and paid our tax on it. But they put a banner in the paper about the whole industry and what it's cost, £40 million. So when you read it, if you was intellectually right, you'd look this bloke going £40 million above his head, going, he's got £40 million, I haven't. But you know,
eye-opening. Just
it's just a load of rubbish. It's just, yeah, and just since doing this as well, I've just thought, these people, just anything you're doing good, I'm trying to do this to be good. I'm not trying to do it to stir hate or to cause any problem. I'm trying to just bring a bit of passion, love, and bit of, like, you know, we come down the blues, don't we? Rain, sleet, snow, Tuesday night, what you know, in Grimsby or wherever we might be, and we could lose 4-0. Right, and we still do it, and I feel like that in my pit of my stomach about the country. I still love my country, even though it's gone to shit. Even though half of the super rich are getting out of here, they're now taxing. They're saying to this morning they're taxing the rich. If you earn over 45,000, you're going to get extra tax. I'm just like, that isn't the rich; it's the super rich. So it's like the super rich are the ones that should be getting taxed, and
but they're the donors, aren't they? Sorry.
Exactly, and they're the donors. You know, look at George. Saras, you give 35 billion to the left wing. It's just mental, and that's why all these lefties are getting funded. We went to Sturchley after that controversy, all that we had in Sturchley, and they're there, and I said to the guy, and he went, "Oh, you Ryan?" But come straight over to me, and I could see he was a bit of a lefty, and he went, "Yeah, we've been paid here. We got paid to come down from Liverpool, L5 Antifa." I was just like, "What? They've got the masks on, and there's links all on our raisethecolours.org. It's all on there, and they've I'm just like, they're funded. They've got the placards with the boards. Everything's neat and done. They're all ready for them, done. It's all funded.
And it's that's what we saw in America, wasn't it?
Yeah.
During the elections. And that's why. Is it like a playbook, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And that's why Trump's banned it as a terrorist organisation. You don't pass them. Look, I know Trump's crazy, but we could do someone with a bit of balls like him, couldn't we? Because people are getting stabbed, slashed, killed on the streets every other week in this country. And our Prime Minister has said nothing.
And it's probably a similar thing, isn't it? With Ant Middleton trying to push for London Mayor,
yeah,
and he's just been dragged. His companies, his finances.
I've met Ant Middleton. I've had a chat with him, and he wants to go for men. And he said the reason I won't get it is because what Sadiq Khan's doing, he's giving all the housing and all the HMO housing off the big wigs that have got the houses. He's getting immigrants and less fortunate people into those, and it builds the votes up then for Sadiq Khan. And that's why Sadiq Khan's been the longest running mayor. It just keeps going and going and going, because they're, what he's doing is integrating his own community to benefit himself. And that's why the likes of Ant Middleton, that want to keep a Christian umbrella and welcome all faiths in like Christianity does, he doesn't want to, Sadiq Khan wants to obviously stay as mayor of London, but that's a London problem, isn't it? We've got a country problem at the moment, and the woke left that live in a bubble like Sturchley don't really live in the real world.
So how would you well, kind of with that, and everyone saw the videos, and then like I said before, these kind of videos in different parts of the country then, where people spray painting St George's flags above takeaways and things like that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, no.
How do you manage how you're associated with like splinter groups or people that then want to piggyback on what you're doing for a good cause?
Because if we were from the left, then we'd say, well, this is your fault, wouldn't we?
Yeah, you'd
throw it off.
Because it just goes under one umbrella, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, St George, oh, you're doing it. And I saw your video where you were saying you clip yours nicely, that the cable ties are cut neatly, they're maintained, but then you'll draw through another part and where someone else has put them up.
Yeah, half-heartedly.
Sports Direct one. Yeah. That'd be put up properly.
100%.
So everyone sees that and just goes...
Yeah, and labelled as one. Mm-hmm. And obviously, he said, we're doing something now that on the back of it, because we've got like the cherry picker van and we're trying to get the flags up and do what we're doing. We've got, I've said, right, well, there's like, because people want to help us and join us, and there's a load of people that go, don't put them on camera, but I want to come with you. Because everyone wants to feel like, I want to do something to help. And like when they've come, we've done like the old, remember Keep Britain Tidy? And that was like an 80s thing.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the old Birmingham City Council sign? I don't know if you remember, it was like blue and red.
It's like a V.
You'll see it and you'll go, bloody, I remember that. And that was the emblem for Birmingham City Council.
Yeah, right,
like, back, it used to be on the old swim baths back in the
80s. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that? Blue and red.
Yeah, yeah.
And Birmingham City Council got rid of that because it was associated to the National Front because of the colours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why they got rid of it, that sign. And they didn't have the sign then. They've got a circle one now. And it's like bizarre to hear that story. Like someone, since doing the flag, someone's told me that. And I'm like, wow, this is like massive. It's like, it all goes back to this race thing, and I've got to get what we're doing away from anything like that. And I think because there's been no racial tension, I think because there's just been a conversation, right, which is how it should be, there's been no violence, there's been no, you know, there's no like Asian versus whites and this flag means this and it means you're not welcome. It's been none of that. It's been to do with the left. And I think these left, when you go into what they want to do and how they see things, they don't want borders. They want open borders. They want open, you know, everyone can just be free and do what you want. And there's always the next thing. For, you know, it was plastic in the sea. Then it was, they're all out on boats trying to, it's just, they just want to jump on everything just to oppose and cause friction and a problem when there isn't one. Yeah. It's a flag.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the flag thing, that EDL thing with the, you know, that was hijacked by the EDL, the Cross of St. George.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with it. And there's members that was in that EDL, and that's why we got branded as Nazis, because one of them got done for something, and then they go, you put the flag up because it's that flag that they use. And someone will always try, and not only do it, we're doing it against, we're, that's part of the NF, but then we've got people going, well, that's part of that, because that's, and it's not, it's just the flag of our country. If it makes us feel a bit better, putting it up, we'll have a go at it. And if it brings to the conversation, to the table, that I don't agree on illegal economic migrants coming over to the country, if there's women and children on them boats, we've got to help them, haven't we? Because we're Christians. Yep. I'm a Christian. I'm from England. And, you know, our faith is we look after people and you know, that's what you should do.
Mm-hmm. So where do you see the movement? Because obviously you've got the charity self, haven't you? So where do you see, what's the end game?
Well, this same old country again, it's trying to set the charity up now. We're going through the process of that. There's red tape and charity stuff, which I didn't know about. So I've got my accountant on it. I've got my partner's accountant. He's on it. And bank accounts, and it's just a nightmare. So we've got to be completely transparent, because the left just want to go, he's a fraudster, he's doing this.
I've read one of these reports, and straight away they say, well, they're trying to do this, but they can't say where the money, blah, blah, blah.
I've got to be whiter than white, and receipts and this, that and the other, because I'm going to get that knock on the door from the woke lefty bloke at the tax office, and then it's going to, you know, and so I've got to be straighter than straight, and I've got to show that everything that what's going on. But we're just pumping money into keeping that cherry picker van on the road. We're getting, we picked up another 80 jumpers Friday. We've been giving them out to people that have been asking for jumpers. We've been sending flags all around the country. And we've been doing some great stuff. We've done the flag at Dover. That was like £2,700 for that flag. It lasted, I think, 4 hours. And they went down and someone ripped it up from the National Trust.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, it's just mental. They hate the flag of the country. And it's a flag on the cliffs of Dover where the Spitfires went over and you know, lads lost their lives. And you think, fucking hell, it's mad what's going on in the country.
From an underlying point of view, I've seen that you're bringing to it as well, and you touched upon it then, it's good for people's mental health, getting out there and being part of the group as well, which I think is a massive thing.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It is brilliant. We've had, there's quite a few people that are scared of heights. So they're like, right, we'll do. So once you stood around these islands and motorways, you don't realise how bloody untidy Birmingham is. And like, we're filling up black bags. We've got the litter picker, you know, the thingy, whatever, I don't know what they're called, there'll be a name for them.
Mm.
And we've got these hoops with the bin bags on. And we've been, and like some of the lads have been doing that. And like, even all to be out, you're having the crack and having a laugh. And you ain't like sat in the pub, so you're not like spending money, which everyone's skint. You're not spending, you know, you're not in the pub and the missus going, you're getting some fresh air. You feel good. You're with like-minded people that love their country. And it shows you love your country when someone's picking litter up. And I'm like, and now we've got some young kids that are doing it with us. And I think, fair play to them. They're not like sat on a street corner smoking weed or in the pub
getting, or just being a nuisance.
Or being a nuisance. Mm. And they're going, yeah, but then they feel like they're a bit part of something. And we've had, the upsetting thing is we've had quite a few people that started the flag movement and have left because of the pressures of their work. And a lot of them work for like the NHS. And it's like the fire brigade. We had them come past. They come past. Ambulances as well. They'll beep their horn. They'll flash the light and they'll cover the face. They go past because they don't want to be filmed.
Yeah.
And you think, it's because they'll be told that's not right because we're putting the flag up. And I just think it's just not right.
Mm. I seen when you were out taxi the other day and you dropped something off one of them cranes. You were like, ah, shit. Did you drop your plaza or something? Or you dropped...
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I've dropped the... Yeah, it's a right laugh. We have a right laugh. And I went, leaving in, that's a blooper. We just have a right laugh. And, you know, we do it tidy and we cut them all off. And if people, I mean, they slash the poppy flag in Sturgeon, like, how can you rip the Union flag down of your country? How can you rip St. George Cross down? You know, people have died for that flag. So we're all in this free land. And you can dye your hair purple.
Do you think a lot of them now will just cut to you just to be that person who's... you're filming because they know that you've come in and...
Maybe. I've
worried about where that mold got.
Yeah.
Back to the village where I live, I've had the flag ripped down outside my own house twice at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm just like, the only flag on that, it's to let them know we know it's you. So it's either, I don't know, could be anybody, couldn't it? But you hear about these stories about Antifa terrorist organisation, and because they've got people within government organisations, they can get your medical records from one of the Antifa lot that work for the hospital or whatever, and they can go, he lives there, he does this, and it is quite dangerous. I had my office, when it went public about where my offices were, I had my office ring camera going off all night. Like, I've had to put extra security on my house, extra security on my offices. And, you know, they'll get smashed up one day, and it is what it is. You know, I'll probably get smashed up by some of them, or they'll have a go anyway. And it is what it is, but I mean, that fun.
What's that do with your friends? Not so much your friends, but your family? How does that affect your
family? My friends would stand on for me, you know, night, noon and day, because that's what we do in the blues community, don't we? That's how it is. My mum got a bit worried when they put stickers of my face going, this is Ryan, and then they just put, this is his work address, and stuck them around everywhere. So these lefties that want everyone to be divert, or let's all be free and do, and these are really nice people, they're going and printing stickers off and putting your address on them. That's how nice they are. They ain't nice people. What's their end goal? What do they want? It's what their end goal is. My end goal is just like, I want to just show that I don't really know many people that go, I think that Keir Starmer's absolutely brilliant. I think this government that we've got now, we're living in the best time to be British and English. It's so good living here, isn't it? It's a joke, right? There's not one person. And if you are, give us a private message, because if you're watching this and you think that this country's brilliant at the moment, it's not. It's not. We're built on immigration. We're built on, you know, migrants coming over. And the whole economics of our country is through integrating. And, you know, we're Brummies and we've always known it as that for the last 45 years. I have anyway. And my mates on them terraces in the 70s, 80s, the Zulus eradicated National Front out of Birmingham and out of Birmingham City Football Club. But I think they're probably... then eradicated from the whole country, because the knock-on effect from being a multi-cultural firm, the Zulu Warriors, I think they probably got it out of the whole country, because that's gone. And like I said, I've never seen, you know, someone getting beat up for the colour of the skin. And if there was that going about, I'd be the first ones there. And I tell you what, the Zulus now, the white people that are in the Zulus would be the first ones to go there and have them out. We went to Southampton last week, and... because it's a bit dodgy. Like, I want to go and do the flag thing, but I don't want to be associated with certain fractions of people that are there that will think that it's okay to go and attach themselves to that flag and bring down another agenda. And there was a group there, and I seen these lads, and I thought, these look like, this look different, right? I mean, black boots, black trousers, black coats, baseball caps. And they were like marching, they were going, deportation for the nation, our blood, and I'm singing this song, and I thought, what the hell, then there's these YouTubers there and podcasters and all that malarkey, right? I said to him, who are they? And he went, it's White Vanguard. So I don't know if I should have said that, but it's White Vanguard. And I went, flipping out. And he went, they're a white supremacy. And I thought, well, there ain't about that. And that's when you're learning then, and we're always all learning all the time. And I thought, well, I'm not about that. And the last thing I want to be is attached to anything to do with that. So anyway, as we're going around the march, around Southampton, where all these migrants are, and I think, I don't know, same old story, I think someone got sexually assaulted or raped, or by some bloke, they did it really easy, he was out, he should have come back at 8 o'clock, he never, and then a girl's been, just some mad story that you just like, what is going on in this country? But we have these stories every week, don't we? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just like a nightmare. So we went down there to show solidarity, support and integrating with people from all over the country, whether what colour you are. We went down there and there was this white vanguard. I just thought, that ain't about me. But anyway, throughout the march, there was a UKIP guy there, there was a guy, and they went, these ain't about us. And the people within that pulled together and went against white people, went, they're not for us. And they all got arrested and detained. And I don't know, it could have been the Terrorism Act or Gang Act or whatever it might be. But the police done their job there because that's not what we're about in this country. Mm. And I was proud and pleased that all those people there, there was like the Pink Ladies there, if you've heard of them, you know, they're a group of patriot women that, you know, just want to save their own kids. And, you know, and people pull together to go, that's a bit too much. That's not where we're at. It's not about that. Mm. You know, there were Sikhs there, and we've spoke to a guy we all know, and he's a Sikh guy, and he doesn't want to be mentioned. And he said about the Indian girls getting raped, and could you put it out there? And we put it out there, and we've done some posts to say it's gone down as a racial crime. So if someone's been, it doesn't matter who you are, rape's horrendous. It's the worst thing ever. You know, it ruined families. And there's, you know, there's how many families this week? You had the stabbing last week. You had stabbing this weekend. There's families of people that have lived in this country and all got on in solidarity. And they're at the hospital beds now, and their kids are all fighting for their lives. Mm. And it's because of things that our government's letting happen. Yet our government don't speak up and say anything about it. And I just don't think it's right. And you can't get a bed in a hospital. You can't get an operation. You can't drive down the street without getting 3 points for doing 34 in a 30. I think it's a joke.
Mm.
So finally then, just to wrap up, is there anything, is there a message that you would like to convey that we can put out? And this is what it is.
Yeah, this I think we've touched on it. I think we've touched on everything. I think I think the race thing's gone out the window now because there's been no racial violent scraps running around the streets. I think people know the stance on it. And I think people now should pull together with us and perhaps give us a bib or support the flag or, you know, come and give us a hand, come out with us. And, you know, you guys from an Irish descent, let's put the Irish flag up in the, you know, when there's the parade in Digbeth, we all go, brilliant.
That's cancelled. Mm.
Cancelled, exactly. I think what saved this government is this year. I think with all that's gone on, I think that, instead of people taking to the streets and going, this is a joke, and sort of lynching people out of these, you know, wherever they might be, at these hotels going, this ain't right. I think what saved them is the flag campaign. Perhaps it went down to the government and they went, what are we doing about all these flags on the lamppost? And they thought, just let them do it. That's burning off a bit of energy and making them not go and riot on hotels and not take to the streets and summer riots and all this. Every 3 or 4 years, there's summer riots, isn't there? And I think if that's what it's done, I think the winter saved the government because it's going to get a bit colder, a bit chillier. It's going to look tatty. Local councils, at their discretion, are going to go, right, we're going to take them down. Or there's Christmas lights going up now. We'll take them down. Well, that's good. That's good. We'll help you put the Christmas lights up if you want because it's all about Christmas. It's not. The winter festival. It's Christmas. You know, it's Christmas at the end of the day. And we're not, you know, they banned Christmas. They banned, I think trick or treating's been banned. I was on about doing that. It's mental. They banned the parade in, you know, my missus wants to take my son, who's, you know, half Irish descent, to the parade and she can't do it. It's just mental. And it's like, it's horses for courses, isn't it? And like when they did do the big Free Palestine things around Birmingham, we all didn't come out and go, you can't do that. If people want to do that, that's down to them. People want to celebrate Chinese New Year, that's down to them. People want to celebrate, you know, the Festival of Light, they can do what they want because we live in this multicultural country that's integrated together. What isn't right is illegal economic migrants coming over on dinghies in the back of lorries and then sat in hotels, not wanting to work. I spoke to one, which we're going to do, we're going to put out there on our X channel. And he said, I've been here 3 years. 3 years from Syria. He's been here 3 years. And I'm just like, and you've been living in a hotel for 3 years? And he's got the vouchers. He's going over to McDonald's at Albury. They've got vouchers for McDonald's. I'm just like, this is fucking mental. Who's paying for this? We are. We're all paying for it. Whoever's watching this, if you're paying tax into the country, this is what you're paying for. For them to come over unaccompanied on small dinghies, get dragged into these ports. They could have TB. They could be maniacs. I mean, one of them last week, he got deported, come back, got deported again, come back, raped somebody. And now we've given 500 quid, put him back. They got, have you seen the video where they've got credit cards on the plane? Mm. And they're telling them how to do it. You get 500 quid on the card from when they go to the next country. It's just mental. And, you know, I don't remember when there was a war in France. I think it was like 1945, weren't it? But France is a safe country from what I thought. So when they're all getting to France, they're in the camps. They used to have that camp, the jungle camp, didn't they? Well, now that's split into loads of them. And my worry is that because people are moaning about the hotels, I think what they're going to do is put them into HMOs. And then it'll be more and more dangerous.
I work in the wedding industry and... just they're shutting wedding venues, and there's one, a famous one in Rugby, that a bride and groom who I was meant to be shooting their wedding, they just said it's closed, but no one's been in touch with us to let know to become a HMO because they're getting more money from doing that than busting their balls.
So they'll chop these smaller venues into HMOs, which are mini hotels.
Mm.
It's just mental how they're doing it. It's just not right. My cousin, he was getting married in Bromsgrove at the Hilton Hotel by the island. And they phoned him and they said, we're going to give you your money back. And we're going to double it. And we've got you another venue. And he's like, yeah, you can't have a wedding next week. And that's when they all sort of come in. And then I was in Bromsgrove. And I lived at the back of there. And that's when I moved out of there. It was just mad. They were just walking around. And you can't blame them. Because you've come, you know, we done it, didn't we? We went over to Germany in the 80s as brickies to earn money. You go where the money is, but if you play the game, earn the money, pay tax, integrate, like the Polish did, like 5 or 6 years ago. But this is on a different scale, and it's not right, and I don't agree with it.
Mm.
So, yeah, I just think it's not right at all.
So, finally, Blues. I love, result, you missed the game the weekend.
It's a bloody game. I went away. Didn't yeah, I mean, rubbish, and your game. And your hunting trip we're going to do with the lads, and it was good to turn my phone off and get my head straight.
Yeah.
And obviously I've come down the Blues, and it's like a bit. I'm like a bit worried because I don't want to upset anybody with what I'm doing, and it ain't a bad thing. But with the Blues, it's my passion. It's my love. It's my ADHD, autistic. Passion, I'll do everything to the top, but it's the only one that's never gone away, and it never will, because you'll never complete it, I don't think. You know, you can't get to the top with the Blues. I don't know, let's get back to that Premier League.
Lovely in the back scene, isn't it?
It's lovely, isn't it? You know, it's absolutely brilliant. I'm sat on a velvet bloody chair with you boys, and we're all sat in here, and it's great. But let's see what will happen. Let's just hope they keep pumping the dough in. It's all about money. It's like this government's all about money. It's always an agenda, and it's all about money, and we're just the pawns in it. So let's just enjoy the ride with Blues. Yeah. Let's just keep going. Let's just try and keep right on, get some players in. Do the business on the pitch. I don't know about CD. Don't know if he ain't gonna be the man in the plan going forward. He's doing a good enough job at the moment. It is what it is. The team pretty much picks itself. He's a coach. I think the lads over here. Yeah. Buy the team, pick the team. He's just got the pawns to play chess with, hasn't he? And we'll see what happens. And his decisions will be his decisions. But for us, I think let's just if we get top six this season, lovely job.
Massive
perfect. I think it'd be brilliant. But we'll see. You know, we lose at Bristol, win at Ports, you know, against. But it's just weird.
Well, you look at the results from the weekend, the top and the bottom.
Exactly. Yeah.
Six and six. It's unheard of. It's unprecedented.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Coventry, I thought, bloody hell, that the level, and we was dead and stale, and that's Blues, though, isn't it? You know, it's.
And they're looking good.
Yeah.
They're looking on. They're playing in the right way, aren't they?
Yeah.
Scoring a lot
of
goals, and they're not the same as anything, but obviously it's the way forward. But
long season,
yeah.
It is a long season. We've got tomorrow to contend with next, haven't we? Finest Millwall.
You are. Busy
that night? No, I don't know. I might get me out, yeah. I mean, they're just brilliant, aren't they? They are brilliant. They just love a round, aren't they? They're just brilliant. I mean, I'll do with England, and you, in Qatar, I nearly had a punch-up with one of them in a hotel lobby. They're just
So how does it work when you go away, then? So the guys that you've been
with England.
Beating on a club level, yeah. Yeah. Just, do you have a beer in that?
Yeah, yeah, I've done it. I mean, we had a big rivalry with Shrewsbury, and I met some Shrewsbury lads at England in Marseille when we played, when we had it with the Russians. And that was just mental. That was like another scale. It was mental for like 4 days. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I met them Shrewsbury lads, and we sound got on sound, and then seen them on another occasion, and
they're horrible.
They tried to put it on us and stuck it on a couple of us, and we had it off, and it is what it is. And now there's like the mat. It's just back to how it is what it is, and can't stand them.
Just a note on that: when you do go away, do you find like with the Russian thing, that the Eastern European countries, especially, they still think England is kind of like in the 80s.
They do, yeah, they do, yeah. Whereas now the England firm abroad is just mental. It's like a scene from, like, you know, it's a bit woke. Got the phones out, kids with their Stone Island done and going, we're football hooligans on the continent. Yeah, get the badge. It's just a load of shite. It's just
the nations are all
tech. Yeah, yeah.
Like, what we're going to do?
You saw the videos, didn't you, of them all training the forest wrestling?
Yeah, yeah. But they ain't even got it right. They're just like, they're like MMA fighters. They're not football hooligans of old. But they was like-minded. They wanted to have a scrap with, but they were like running through towns, bashing everybody. And there weren't many of them. And the way that story was portrayed by the media, it's a load of shit. There was like, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it was a load of rubbish. But it was a real good time over there in France. And yeah, there's been loads of good ones. I've had some good ones at England and some, you know, but it's just done now, isn't it? You've just got to, you know, you're just lucky to go. And the blues is done, you know. There ain't, it's just, it's not how it used to be. It's, I think them days are done, aren't they?
Mm.
You know, no one wants to get nicked for, you know, everyone wants to watch the football now, and it's what it's about.
Yeah, the football's off decent.
Well, it's half decent, but I think if it's in you, as football lads, I know, if you've got that spark in you, it's just like a rabbit in the headlights. You just can't. It's a good one, yeah.
No, well, thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah.
Right on.
Brilliant, lads. Keep nice one.
Good work.
Appreciate it, yeah.
That's a good one.
Thanks for your time.
Same.